Welcome to the Internal Revenue Service. If you are requesting an employer identification number for an entity organized outside the United States, for questions about your individual refund, press 1. For questions,
your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold while your call is transferred.
We estimate your wait time to be between 15 and 30 minutes.
Be careful not to fall victim to IRS impersonation scams. The real IRS will not call, email, or text you to demand immediate payment, nor will we call about taxes owed, without first having mailed you a bill. The IRS never calls asking for your credit card, debit card, or prepaid card information, over the telephone. For more information on how to report and protect yourself from tax scams and identity theft, go to www.irs.gov and type in keyword, tax scams. We apologize for your delay. Our customers are answered in the order received, so please do not hang up. The next available representative will be with you as soon as possible.
If you requested a refund of tax withheld on a Form 1042-S, by filing a Form 1040-NR, we will need additional time to process the return. Please allow up to 6 months from the original due date of the 1040-NR return, or the date you actually filed the 1040-NR, whichever is later, to receive any refund due. You can also check the Where's My Refund application, found on IRS.gov, after the appropriate date, to check the status of your refund. Thank you. Let www.irs.gov be the gateway to getting tax information you need. You can find information on payment options if you owe, check the status of your federal return, download tax forms and instructions, and get answers to your tax questions using our online applications. You may be allowed an automatic 2-month extension of time to file your return and pay any federal income tax that is due. You will be allowed the extension if you are a U.S. citizen or resident alien, and on the day your income tax return is due, are living outside the United States and Puerto Rico, and your main place of business or post of duty is outside the United States or Puerto Rico, or are in the military on duty outside the United States and Puerto Rico. You may get more information on IRS.gov by entering U.S. citizens and resident aliens abroad, extensions of time to file, in the search box. If you know you cannot file your return by the due date, you should file Form 4868, the application for automatic extension of time to file U.S. individual tax return, by the date your individual income tax return is due. Remember, it only extends the time to file your return, not the time to pay your income tax. Your tax payment for the amount owed should be submitted with the extension. You can obtain Form 4868 by visiting the IRS website at www.irs.gov and selecting Forms and Publications on the landing page. Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold.
Your representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Please wait.
Thank you for calling the Internal Revenue Service. My name is Ms. Smith. My ID number is 128-75-230. What have the pleasure of helping today?
Yes, hello. What's your name again?
Ms. Smith.
Smith. Okay. If you could please speak a bit slower because my English isn't that great. Okay, my name is Benjamin Hoxter. My social security number is 063-987919, and I'm calling from Israel. I want to discuss my return of the year 2017. Do you hear me?
I hear you, sir.
Yes, okay. So here's the thing. I have sent you my 1040 for the year 2017, about a year ago, I think. No, less than a year ago. I sent it together with the 2018. After a while, I received my refund for the year 2018, but not for the year 2017. And when I inquired about it, apparently I was missing some form I had to send regarding health insurance. So once I received your mail regarding that form, I have immediately replied again by mail with that form filled, and you have received it according to the carrier on last January 9th, 2020. Right now, I have just received a check from you, from the IRS, on the sum of $915. Now, the amount on the refund was $3,000, and I am wondering what is the issue.
Okay. So for security purposes, sir, I'm required to verify this.
Hello? 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 I can't hear you if you're hearing me. Okay, if you hear me, please, if you can, I don't know if you can, I'm going to try and call again, but my number is +972, that's 972 for international, 54804040. I don't know, maybe you can call me. Again, that's 972 for Israel, 54804040. I'm going to try and call again because for some reason I can't hear you.